Blog Talk Radio.
What you've done already and what you're going to do
what you're doing right now. We thank you,
Hallelujah.
We bless, you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everyone on the call right now, every family represented, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for giving to them 36 and 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your favor for all of us in Jesus' name. And we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, and we give you the praise. And everyone says,
amen.
Amen. Amen. We are going to forgo, God bless you all, we are going to forgo the roll call because this class is not mandatory. It's whosoever will. But what we're going to do in this class, we're going to talk about the new semester that we'll be starting and the date we'll be starting and how long it'll be. And then we're going to go into a term paper, how to write a term paper. Hallelujah. And it's basically a term paper is an essay, but we're going to talk about that. And we're going to give you an example of a term paper so that you can kind of know how to do your paper. Is that all right? Can I get an amen? Can I get one amen?
Amen for me, but I don't know if anybody else on me.
I don't know. Anybody else on the call? I don't think anybody's on the call.
I don't think so either. Maybe they're under the impression that it didn't happen. That last week was the last week.
Praise God. Well, that's all right. Should I text folks to tell them if they want to get on the call to hear how to do their term paper, get on the call? What do you think? Or you could text them.
Because I think you did that last week, didn't you? You told them about the term paper?
Yeah, I told them about it, but I didn't give them an example. Today I was going to give them an example of how to run write a term paper.
Okay.
Okay.
Would I be able to do it on the phone that I have you on? Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah, you can do it.
Well, I just click over?
Yeah, you just click over.
I'll call Linda.
Yeah, and ask her to call the other folks. Tell them if they want an example of how to do a term paper, we're going to be giving that right now.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the Lord. But while we're waiting, let's see. We can put some music on. Hallelujah.
Jesus, holy and anointed one,
Jesus, no other name like Jesus. Listen,
Hallelujah.
We thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We praise God and we thank God for Bible study. Hallelujah. Because that's what we are until we start our new semester. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know. Is there anyone else online at this time? Praise God. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, did you talk to
her? Yeah. Linda already wrote her, and I called Brother Harry.
Oh, okay. Praise God.
Is that it?
Well, I want to share this to those that are on here right now. If others miss it, they're just going to have to do, you know, tomato, catch up. Hallelujah. First of all, the next semester of the Institute of Biblical Learning will start the first Tuesday in October. And this particular class will last 9 weeks instead of six, 3 more weeks. Because as we've learned this first go-around, that it takes 9 weeks instead of 6 weeks to get it all done. So we're going to do that in 9 weeks, starting in the first Tuesday in October. And registration will begin on Sunday for that particular semester of the Institute of Biblical Learning. And also, there may be new persons signing up to join us in that particular class, so we thank God for that. Right, and we are in the process of getting an affiliation with an area seminary as an extension school, so we can be covered by their accreditation and therefore be part of what they do. So we're working on that. We'll keep you informed as to how that's going. Okay. Now, those who have joined us today, you're going to be blessed, because we're going to be talking about the term paper. And I'm going to give you an example of how to do a term paper. Now, before I start that, I want to open the floor for anybody who has a question right now. If you have a question right now, you may share it at this time. Okay. Maybe a question about your finals or their term paper, whatever. Okay. Well, bless God.
Oh, I think the deadline for the
final
the papers that he turned in this is Peter. I think the date for when the finals will be turned in, I think you need to share the date just in case somebody may have.
Yeah, the date is today, 12 midnight. Is over. We gave people 13 days to do the final. The final was available on a Thursday. Then you had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. That was the 16th. And then you had 7 more days to the 23rd. I think that's enough time. Most times when you're in school in the final, you get 2 hours. I didn't count up 13 times 24. That's 13 times maybe 12 times 24, because I'm not sure what time on that Thursday it was available, but I put it this way. We've all had time. So that's the key. If you want to call between 2 and 4 on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday and ask what happens if you don't turn in your final, you probably will know that already, but if you want to ask that question, you may. And you may ask about whether there's going to be a makeup for the final. And that's an interesting question, because of the time that we gave you to do it. And I don't know if that's in play. I have to pray about that. Hallelujah, glory to God. All right. Now, concerning the term paper, I want to give you an example of a term paper. The topic that I'm going to give you an example of is what are the consequences of a Christian not putting up the efforts to grow spiritually. That's the subject of the term paper example that I'm giving you. What are the consequences of a Christian not putting up the efforts to grow spiritually? So when I start writing a paper with that as the subject, the first thing you want to do is write the introduction. So the introduction will in some way restate the question or restate the subject, the thesis. Okay, hallelujah. So in this particular incident, this instance, it would be, there are many consequences for Christians who don't put up the effort to grow spiritually, period. In this paper, I will share three of them, which are spiritual retardation, spiritual powerlessness, and a frustrated lifestyle, period. That's your first paragraph. You want to do it in a paragraph. That's your first paragraph. Again, you say what you're going to say. That's your introduction. And again, with that kind of paper, there are many consequences for Christians who do not put up the effort to grow spiritually. You can say, don't use this as written in stone, but you can word it whatever kind of way you want to yourself. But in this paper, in this essay, I will share three of them. And you can put a colon, or you can put a semicolon, or you can put a period. They are spiritual retardation, spiritual powerlessness, and a frustrated lifestyle, period. Then you go on to the next paragraph, which is the middle or the context, the meat of your paper. And you will say the first consequence for a Christian not putting up the effort to grow spiritually is spiritual retardation. Period. What that means is that principles of the Bible, the very tenets of the Bible, prayer, fasting, spending time with God and doing the things of God, they will not do because they won't know it. So you can put whatever hits your heart. And if you want to throw in some scriptures as you go along, that is also always good to do that. And that can be another paragraph. And then, so that's, glory to God.
Gary Don Wilson or Brother Don Wilson.
Okay.
Power off.
Okay. Spiritual retardation. And you could also say most people understand what physical retardation is, not growing up the way they should grow. Their growth is stunted or in some way not normal. And the same can be made up in your spiritual life. And that's one paragraph. Boom, that's another paragraph. Then you can do another paragraph. The second consequence for a Christian not putting up the effort to grow spiritually is spiritual powerlessness. And you can put in there that the devil is going around seeking who he may devour, like a roaring lion. I have no power because you're not growing spiritually. So the devil can do whatever he wants to. He can get you depressed, upset, angry, all the things that's mentioned in Galatians 5, 19, 20, and 21. May happen because you have no power. You have no strength. And you can deal with that and put a scripture. Then the third paragraph, of course, the fourth paragraph, in essence, is the third consequence of not, the third consequence for Christians not putting up the effort spiritually is you live a frustrated lifestyle. And then you share some of those things. You know, everything that happens, you know, you have a short fuse. Everything frustrates you. You're frustrated in your family, on the job, in your community. You're always complaining. You never seem to achieve the goals in life that you want. You're always on the edge. Boom. That's the next question. The next paragraph. Then the final paragraph is you say what you said you were going to say. And finally, in conclusion, there are many consequences for Christians who do not put up the effort to grow spiritually. Three of them are spiritual retardation, spiritual powerlessness, and living a frustrated lifestyle. There are many, many more. But I encourage you to put up the effort to grow spiritually. Do not compare yourself with others. Compare yourself with yourself from yesterday to today. And compare yourself with the Word, and you will grow spiritually. Boom. That's your paper. Any questions about that?
Okay.
Yes. Someone said something.
Oh, okay.
Did y'all kind of understand what it is? That's kind of off the cuff, but you kind of get the idea. And you can, it's not etched in stone to do three examples of what you're talking about. You can do two, but you got to give examples of what you're talking about and then expand upon that in your paragraphs. I tell you, this is the method in which I use throughout my college time. And I'm going to tell you, it worked wonderfully. Normally speaking, when you do your exit essay, because everyone who graduates has to do an exit essay, and they tell you what you're going to write on, and then you write it. The folk wouldn't give me mine. They usually give it back to you. They wouldn't give me mine. They said, this is so good, we're going to keep it. But it was simple. Say what you're going to say, and then you say what you said you're going to say and give two or three examples. Or you can give five examples. It's up to you. And then you say what you said you were going to say. You know, that's the conclusion. And that's simple, but it works every time. It works every time. Hallelujah. Any questions on the term paper? Okay. You can type it up. You can do graphics on your cover page. You can do all kinds of stuff to make it look good. Because I'm going to tell you, if your paper looks good, that's the first, glory to God. That's the first thing a teacher sees is how does it appear? And so that's why we kind of, you know, kind of taught you about a cover page. When I was in my undergraduate days, in fact, I did a graphic page, and then I did a cover page. I had a picture on the front and the title of my, I really did it up, and I typed everything, and then, of course, we stapled it together or whatever. But, you know, you can go the extra mile. The willingness to work and go the extra mile, you're going to be blessed. Okay. Pastor Peaches, do you have anything to add?
No, you look pretty thorough.
Okay.
No, I think
anybody else? Any of the other, I don't know who's on, because we didn't do roll, and we won't do roll until October for the folk who are going to sign up for the other for the next semester. But until then, the Institute of Biblical Learning is gonna morph into a weekly Bible study until we start the certificate program, again, the next phase of the certificate program. Okay, so we like for everyone to make sure they carve out of their schedule Tuesday, every Tuesday anyway. Hallelujah. All right. No questions? Hallelujah. I thank all of you that turned.
I'm sorry, this is Linda.
Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to, you know, just figure out when, that's one. When will we be getting our final grade or, you know, once we finish turning in everything, you know, can we expect our final grade? That's it.
Your final grade will be given to you the first week in September, because you got to get the term papers, you got to get the finals in, and we're still waiting. I don't know how many finals are we waiting for, Pastor Peter?
Three.
Waiting for three more finals to come in, and
okay. Yeah, I was just concerned because I'm thinking September would, you know, I thought it might be a little bit later in September, but not a problem. No problem.
We can get done.
Yeah, well, because, let's see, this coming Sunday is the 30th. No, this coming up is the 28th. Right.
I don't have a calendar. I'm sorry.
I think it's the 28th. Yes. This coming Sunday is the 28th. So then the following Sunday is the 4th. So if we get the term papers, they're due on the 30th. We have some days to grade them. We may extend that. I have to look at that. Because that's the 30th, and then just five days later is the 4th. That's close. So you may get the 11th. The grades are gonna be definitely completed on that. We don't want to rush through anything, so we're gonna do the 11th. Also. Those who have earned their certificates will be it will be presented to them on the fourth Sunday of September in service. So I wanted to kind of share that with you too. It will be we will be presenting the certificates on the fourth Sunday in September. So thank you, Minister Linda, for sharing that because that would be cutting it close. And so the 11th, we will get your final grades.
All right. Okay, that's good.
And, the way you can, there are a couple of ways that you can do it. I'm going to post the grades. We're going to use the last four numbers of people's social security. How they do in college? Last four numbers of your social security number. You know.
Yeah.
And be
posted. I don't have my social security number, do you?
No, I don't have it now. I won't worry about it until it's time to get the grade.
Oh, okay. Because I'm going to give you an LA.
No, we don't want your old number. We just want four. We just want the four last number. That's all.
I was saying you're getting an alias.
But anyway, of your socials or not. But anyway, or you could call during the office hours from 2 to 4, Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, and get your grade.
Okay.
I also want you to, if you feel that your grade should have been higher, it is okay to ask why it's not higher. You know, because I did that. One of my undergraduate, my last semester, my instructor had the final was 5 parts. I think I shared this before, but 5 parts, and it was a grade for each part. Like you know, we did, yeah, we had, and I went to his office, and he said, "Well, Mr. Brady, you didn't do too well on this." I said, "Well, why?" He said, "Well, you made maybe a C or something," and I got my paper. And I added it up, and then I divided it by 5, and it gave me an A. And I said, wait a minute, according to this, I should have an A. And he looked at it. He added 4 of the grades and divided it by 5. So the instructor can make a mistake. You understand what I'm saying? If you feel that your grade should have been higher, it's okay to share, sir, you know, I think my grade should have been higher. And of course, you have your papers and back and all that kind of stuff, and you can show me, and of course. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you, that. Those are ways you can deal with that. Pastor Peaches, you have anything to share?
Thank you. If anybody, I guess, questions the grades, they, you know, make sure they have, I think they should have all of the grade, all of their papers and grades there and to show why they're questioning.
Right.
You know?
And see, if you should have 3 papers. Well, your grades, your 3 papers that were turned in, 2 home assignments and 1 quiz, and you should have that and the grades on that. Also, you will be getting the final back. And, of course, those who have not used their 20 points, they will have an opportunity to use that. But if you don't say you want to use it, you lose it.
Okay. This is Linda again. What about the ones that we were taking over the air, the quizzes that we did spontaneously over the telephone?
Everybody passed that. There are a couple that did not initially pass it, but because of the 20 points, they used the 20 points to pass it.
Okay, well, how do you know? Okay, I mean, what do you do when you pass those then? I mean, if you pass it, and so is that added on, or how is that working? I don't know how that's been graded. I apologize.
Add it where you need it. If you need 20.
Oh, no, not the 20 points. I'm saying the ones we did spontaneously over the phone. If we pass, how do we get those grades? How do we know about those grades?
Oh, those grades, everybody passed. You either got 0 or 100. You either got it right or you didn't. And two people missed. And so, but I gave it to them, and I mentioned it to them that because of the 20 points, they were able to pass. And so that was either pass or fail. It was not a 50 or 60 or whatever. You either got it right or you didn't get it right. So that particular quiz.
Okay, because I was thinking, because you said the three papers, I heard you think of the three papers.
That was all or nothing, and y'all got all, you got all. Okay, we gave you, and a couple of people that didn't give the right answer, but because they used their points to buffet them, so we thank God. There was no 50 points. Yeah, there's no way I could. Okay, you gave the right answer, but I'm only going to give you 80 points. And no, it's either all or nothing. Either you got it right or you didn't get it right. And so that go down as a 100, which is a good thing, because that will bring up your scores too. So that'll help out anybody who had needed an extra score. Yeah, so that was that. So that was good. So you had two homicides and two quizzes. One quiz was one you had to turn in. The other one was oral. And in fact, we had two orals, didn't we?
Yes.
We did have two orals. So
yes, we did.
And the second oral, you also got it. So we had three quizzes. So
yeah.
And the second one, everybody got that as well. Everyone got that one. The first one two missed, but in the second quiz, everybody got it. So you had three quizzes, two oral. And so that's gonna help everybody. That will help everybody. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No. I was trying to focus and remember. It was, I think, yeah. I was just saying, you were right. I was just focusing in. I'm sorry, I spoke out.
No, that was all right. So that's good, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because when we sit down to do the grades, we're gonna make sure we got all of the everything that's inputted in there, so we come up with the final grades. And
okay.
The final grades will be an A, B, or C. There will be an A, B, or C. Yes.
Hmm.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Let me see. There was something else I wanted to share. I'm trying to say. What is it? Oh, gosh. Yes, indeed. Okay. Mm-mm-mm. Well, I don't know. Oh, yes. We will give you two syllabus in the next semester. One for growing towards spiritual maturity, 201. And one for know your Bible, 201. Because we gave you, you're going to have two sets of grades. You're going to have grade for know your Bible and growing towards spiritual maturity. 101, know your Bible 101. Because I did two classes in one. So there will be two grades that you will be getting this time. And there'll be two formal classes next time in October, and each class will be 40 minutes long in that particular format for the October. And again, it'll be a 9-week program instead of 6 weeks, because we've looked at what we needed to do, and it took 9 weeks, because the class was supposed to be over the 9th, and we did the 16th, and here's the 23rd, and we're also doing the 30th. So 9 weeks should take in everything. And I do suggest that people start. We're going to do the same thing as far as putting a term paper in the Going Towards Spiritual Maturity. In this particular class, 201, I haven't done the syllabus yet, but right now my leaning is not to do a term paper for Know Your Bible. I'm just thinking that way right now. Because one term paper seems to be enough at this point. But we're going to be growing spiritually, so more we grow, the more opportunity and the more responsibility to know. And again, do not compare yourselves with others. Just compare yourself with yourself, so that you know more today than you did yesterday, and know more tomorrow than you did today. That's how you compare, because we all are different. We all start at a different place. Hallelujah. Any other questions? I haven't heard anybody else say anything. Harry, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, any questions?
No, I'm trying to take it in, and if so, I want to talk with you on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday.
Okay. And if anybody needs help with the term paper, we could definitely help them out. And you can call me between 2 and 4. But if you have a question now about the papers, or it would be good to ask it now, because somebody else may have the same question, but they may be a little shy. Is William there? William? Okay. Let me restate something, too. Until our new semester starts in October, our Tuesday reverts back to a Bible study, a regular Bible study. And we may be covering anything. In fact, you may suggest what to talk about in Bible study. It may be a question that you want us to expound upon or research, because, I don't know everything about the Bible. I guess you know that. Hallelujah, glory to God. But I know someone who does. I know the writer personally. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know the author, the manufacturer. But we will want to get you in a habit of tuning in every Tuesday at 7 for Bible study. And then talk to some other folks so we can have some other folks involved in the Institute, because it's coming up, and the tools that you're going to be having for the next class is going to be a mind blowing, and you're going to be blessed. So we'll talk to you more about it at a later date. But again, registration will start on Sunday for the new the semester, which will start in October. So we give you a whole lot of time to get things together for that. Okay.
I have a question. How much of the registration? This is high talking. How much more would we pay to register? Okay.
The registration for the new semester is going to be more, because we're going to give you more. We have to calculate how much the material that we are giving you actually costs. But we will be doing that. We'll make some phone calls. We'll be doing that as of we do that by Sunday. So we'll let you know how much your registration will cost. And of course, you will have time to pay on that and be ready for October. So you have a whole month and a couple of weeks to deal with that. So, but that's a good question. And you will be happily surprised at the material that you're going to receive in this next class. Now, some of the material you have already, because the textbook, you're going to continue in that textbook, Going Towards Spiritual Maturity. We're also going to continue and Know Your Bible. You're going to be dealing with that as well. And we're going to have some other aids that will assist in you knowing your Bible and where it came from. I'll share this with you because I'm doing research for the class, and I listened to this history of the King James Version Bible. And this actually, today when I was listening, it brought tears to my eyes. And this happened in England. Three men and a woman were burnt at the stake. And you can't imagine what their crime was. Their crime was teaching their children the 23rd Psalm.
Jesus.
It brought tears to my eyes. And when I look at the 23rd Psalm, when I first heard about people were burnt because they were, I did not know the specifics. And I found out the specifics today. And it really brought tears to my eyes to think all they were doing is teaching their children the 23rd Psalm.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people were killed because they were trying to translate the Bible into English and to the language of the people that would be reading it. Mm-hmm. And they were killed. I know you heard of a monarch of England called Bloody Mary. She killed 300 Christians because they wanted to know more of God.
Okay.
And see, we should not take this lightly.
Amen.
Blood all over the Bible, not just the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, but so many others who just wanted to know more about Jesus. I literally cried when I heard, because they went into details of how these folk were burned to death. Because they taught their children, they were teaching their children the 23rd Psalm. So, I just want you all to understand. This is a major effort. This is a major thing that you're doing.
Thank you.
It should not be taken lightly. That's why you got to make
present.
An effort. God bless you. You got to make an
sorry
effort.
I'm late.
That's why we got to make an effort to grow spiritually. To learn the word of God, because there's blood on the word of God. So many people, not Tyndale, who the King James Version Bible, a lot of what the King James Version Bible, used came from Tyndale, and he was burnt at the stake. They all of them put a wire around his neck. They wanted to strangle him and burn him all at the same time because he dared to do a New Testament in the English language.
Oh, Jesus.
And
wow.
Before the flames got all over him where he couldn't speak, the last thing he said, I pray that the King of England will change his mind. Something to that effect about the Bible and English. So people can understand and read for themselves. There was a guy, the Wycliffe Bible. He was killed. He died. They were not satisfied in his death. After a while, they dug him up and they burnt his bones till they were ashes. And then they took his ashes over to the river and threw it in the river. But they didn't realize what they were doing, because his ashes went to the river, went to another tributary, went to the ocean, and his ashes is all over the world. And all he did was try to do a Bible. And when you picked up your Bible, sometimes thinking about the bloodshed, it may make you tremble or nervous at picking up that Bible, because it cost people their lives.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you. But we're going to hear some words from some folk in the new class. Because we look at other verses and we think that's okay. There are a lot of versions that leave out not just a few scriptures, a whole lot of scriptures, a whole lot of where they change the words. And see, because they got to do that because it's a copyright on the contemporary Bible. Now, the King James, there's no copyright on the King James Version Bible. That's why there's so many of them. The King James Version Bible has sold billions, not millions, of copies. The number one selling book in the entire world.
Amen.
The New King James Version changes some stuff. It don't just change the these and thous. And we got to be weary, make sure that we understand the changes. And we're gonna find that out. The NIV, the New Standard, the New Living, all those other stuff, there's stuff that's missing. And we're going to share that with you. However, we use those as tools to help us when they can help us. When they can't help us, we're going to leave it alone. Our basic text. When I say life is an open book, a test, the book I'm talking about is the King James Version Bible.
Yeah. Pastor, this is Linda.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You know, it's the Maccabees. Is that a Catholic? They took out the Maccabees. Is that a Catholic Bible or what Bible is that in? Because I have an old-fashioned Bible here from one of my
Catholic Bible. Okay, it's sort of near what they call the Bishop's Bible. And there were a lot of errors in that, a lot of misstatements and mistranslations.
Yeah, because I noticed that they had Bible things in it that were not in the King James, and I was wondering, because this Bible is older than any Bible that I've gotten. I got this from my husband's mother's people, you know?
And
Harry's family.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the books of Maccabee and the different books that were in it. I've never heard of them before. So
Spiritless books that were added to the Catholic, because the Catholic Church put their traditions ahead of the Bible. And so they made a Bible to kind of back up what they were doing.
Yeah. Okay, I thought that was what it was. All right. Okay.
So, the history of the King James Version Bible, how it came about, because there was the Bishop's Bible, the Great Bible, the Matthew Bible, all of these different versions were lacking in authenticity, in translation. Because for the longest time, nobody in England spoke Greek or Hebrew.
No.
It was Latin they dealt with. And so
yes.
Books were in Latin, the Bibles were in Latin, the liturgical things that they did were in Latin until recently, when I say recently, in the 60s or 70s. And some churches still continue to do certain things in Latin. Well, the bottom line is that King James the First, he's actually King James the Sixth of Scotland, but when Queen Elizabeth passed away, he became King James the First, and he authorized. That's why you see King James, the King James authorized version. You don't see that in any other Bible.
Nope.
You don't see it in any authorized King James version.
Mm-hmm.
1604. Took them six years to actually deal with that. There were 54 scholars. They were divided into six groups of nine, and they were charged with making sure that they use original text, Hebrew, Aramaic, Old Testament, Greek for the New Testament, and they came up with a work that literally stood the test of time, and I believe God breathed mm-hmm. on them, even though some of them were rascals and all kinds of crazy, but God used Moses, a murderer. He used Abraham, a liar. He used Isaac, a liar. He used, glory to God, he used a lot of folk that some folk wouldn't even invite to dinner. You understand what I'm saying? But he used,
yes,
but
yeah.
The final work is what we stand on today. Now, I won't go as far as some churches, they don't look at any other version at all. But I won't go that far, but if it coincides with the Word of God, if it coincides with the King James Version, like the Amplified, it amplifies that scripture, the scripture in the King James Version. Like 2 Corinthians 9:7 says God loves a cheerful giver. That's in the King James Version. In the Amplified, it says, God loves, takes pleasure in, is not willing to forsake a joyous, hilarious, prompt-to-do-it giver whose heart is in his giving. Boy, that's amplification to the 10th magnitude. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Hallelujah. But that's why I like the Amplified Bible. And we're going to find some more things out. We're going to actually do some things. We're going to get some tools that will help us do a little bit of really looking at stuff close. You're going to actually see the face of God in his word. Thank you, Jesus. Any other questions?
Pastor Barry?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you may.
After this first Bible class, will it be another one?
Yes. You missed all of that. Oh, hallelujah. I'll do this because
I had to take care of some personal business.
That's right. I understand. You have to share that. I'm going to share. Because we have some time, I can share this again. Is that the next semester is going to begin the first Tuesday in October. And it will be a 9-week course. And again, nine weeks because this semester was over on the 9th. But the 23rd and the 30th of dates, you know. In other words, we had the 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th. So I said, well, let's just do 9 weeks. And we do everything in the 9 weeks. So you know it's going to be 9 weeks. So, and registration for the new semester will begin on Sunday. At that time, I will let you know how much it's going to cost, because we're going to be adding up what the materials, the cost of the materials that we're going to be putting in everybody's bag that sign up for the course. And so I'll have to let you know that by Sunday. Also, I mentioned that we're trying to get a covering of an area seminary to give accreditation to what we're doing. So we are working on that as well. Also, the final grades will be given, will be available on the 11th of September. The certificates to those who have earned certificates will be presented to them at the fourth Sunday of September.
Okay. All right.
Anything else? Any other questions? Oh, if anybody needs any help with their paper, and you missed, I went through a sample of a term paper. You might need to talk to a couple other folks. I don't have time to go through what I went through earlier.
I already know who to call.
And don't say Ghostbusters. Anyway, you call Ghostbusters. Anyway, well, we are Ghostbusters. Hallelujah, great, but Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God. But anyway, let's see what else. The grades will be posted in the sanctuary, and we're going to be using the last four numbers of your social security number, because we ain't going to put names. You know, we're going to put the people's last four numbers of your social to
social security.
Yes. So that will help there. And or if you want to call after that day or the 11th and call between 2 and 4, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you can go over your grades. And again, I share with you that if you think your grades should be higher, say it. Of course, in a civil way. Don't be cursing me out and stuff. You know, nobody's laughing.
You're kidding me.
but the bottom line is that, we can discuss your grades. And they may be changed, because I had one change. But anyway, I told that story a couple times. I didn't tell it no more. But anyway, also, glory to God, what else? Get in the habit of every Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. Because now, once the class is over, we'll revert back to just a weekly Bible study at the same time. So you won't get out of the habit of calling in.
Okay.
Yeah, this will be a standard time for Bible study, whether we have a certificate program going on or not. All right. And those that are not on this call, encourage them to be on the call. And tell folks, don't stop doing what they're doing, whether it's their final or their term paper. Do the work. And, of course, also, you had two home assignments, and you actually had three quizzes. One quiz to turn in, and then we had two oral quizzes. So you get grades, and the grades for the oral quizzes was either pass or fail. In other words, either 100 or 0. And all of you got 100. You passed, you know.
Yay.
Thank you, Adam.
I say, yay.
Okay.
I will go, my Lord, cheer.
All right. Now, any questions before we close? I don't know what time it is. Let me see.
It's 8:11 p.m.
Oh, still got some time. Hallelujah. Any questions? Our mind's clear. Pastor Peaches, are you still woke? I think you're doing that on purpose. Pastor Peaches.
Okay, sometimes a professor does let class out early when there's nothing else to take care of.
Oh, okay. That's true, too. I knew she did that on purpose. Hallelujah. You know, we can't have fun serving the Lord. I don't know what. You know what I mean? All
yes,
right. Anybody else? Any questions before we're going to let our class early tonight? Is that all right? Is that all right? Okay.
Yes.
I didn't hear nobody say all right. So I
it's
guess
all right. I said it's all right.
I heard all right. I don't know what you heard. All right. All right. All right. All right.
Amen. Well, look here. I thank God for all of you. It's just beautiful. I thank God for those that turned in their finals and those that haven't turned in their finals. Please finish your finals. Do it.
Amen.
It's not for me. It's for you. Because we got to grow spiritually and we got to put up the effort because there's a consequence for Christians not putting up an effort to grow spiritual. Hallelujah. Y'all know that because we talked about
that,
didn't we? Hallelujah. God bless you. Father, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for each other. We thank you that our families are complete in you. We thank you, Lord, for the Institute of Biblical Learning. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, what you've done, and what you're going to do. Oh, we bless your name today. We thank you, Lord, for blessing every family, our representative, God, every student, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for encouraging them, building them up, lifting them up, healing them if need be healed. Holy, touching their body, touching their mind, touching their spirit, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for touching their household in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for household salvation. We thank you, Lord, for, hallelujah, family salvation, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for being everything that we need you to be. We praise your name. We glorify your name in Jesus' name. And let every man and woman say,
amen.
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 Praise God.
I'll see you tomorrow night. I'll hear you tomorrow night at the session, the Wednesday night International Biscuit Service. God bless you. Love y'all. And there ain't nothing.
Love you more.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Hallelujah.